Hello, humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sparks Conversation. Hope you're having a good day, a good life, wherever you are in this world. So, today's a bit of a rant, and sometimes, every now and then, I just fucking love having a rant. And this rant is something that my clients come into contact with all of the time. This is something that clients struggle with all of the time, and this is something that I have struggled with in my life, and that is managing social expectations when you're trying to improve yourself, whether you're trying to develop yourself, okay? And this is not how to handle social occasion. This is not how to go and get pissed and still make progress. I've done many a podcast on that. So if that is you and you're looking here to trying to get away with drinking and doing all that stuff and losing weight, go and find my other podcast on this. This podcast is about how to manage friends, close friend group, family, who are going to start to think differently of you because you are making steps, you are acting upon your decision to improve yourself. And this is something that happened to me massively in my kind of early 20s, okay? So obviously, I was always a bit of an outsider in a sense that I love gym, I love fitness. I really did love weight training for a long period of my life, and I still do. And this led me down the route of kind of optimizing my nutrition, making sure my protein was good, making sure my vitamins and my minerals were hit within my diet. And very quickly, you come into a lot of kind of negative repercussions from that from your social group. People are like, oh, why are you eating like that? Why are you bringing food with you? Why aren't you eating out? Why aren't you doing this? Why are you doing things, and this is normally the case, why are you doing things different to what is normal? And this is the thing. It's when you start moving away from being normal, in quotation marks, and going away from societal norms that are normally absolutely fucking dog shit for you and just want you to be this pathetic individual your whole life where your health is shot, you're fucking covered in body fat, you've got low levels of fitness just because society thinks it's good for you to vape and have a few beers on the weekend and do zero fucking exercise because it's talking about balance. Give me a fucking break. And this is how you're going to manage that, okay? So at the start, it will really get to you. It will really fucking get to you. And you can either take one of two ways, okay? So if you're a very confident person, and like myself, I would just confront those people. I would literally just say, what's your problem? Why are you taking offense that I'm trying to improve myself? It's got nothing to do with you. It literally has zero impact on your life, except that you're making comments about it and making it part of your life. Outside of that, you could ignore me, whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm eating, and just get on with your day. The other way is just to kind of let it go under the rug, okay? And you just don't take offense to it. See it as a positive. But the issue you have there is that as you begin to improve yourself, you'll start to move away from friendship groups. And this is something that is massive, okay? So I guarantee the minute you start losing weight, or the minute you start training, or the minute you start tracking calories, people will call you obsessive. They will call you overly dedicated. They'll say it's too much. And this is something that's plagued me all my life. What's too much? It's only too much relative to you, Karen, because you can't even walk up a fucking hill. So please don't compare my life to yours. Do not compare my standard to yours. And this is something that we'll all have to navigate. And you can either get annoyed by it, or you can just let it float on by, okay? At the start, my friends definitely made comments about like me going to the gym a lot, made comments about me being the gym person. I still get comments now, like, which are fine. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm confident in myself enough to be able to do that. Most of my friends don't really care now. They know I'm kind of the OCD person who probably won't go on that many nights out, who probably won't eat that many meals out with them, just because that's the choice I've made. And they accept that now. It took a little bit of time for them to accept that. And what you'll find is, and this is it can either be a positive or a negative for you, is you'll find out who your true friends are when you start to improve yourself. Because what you'll do is you'll find out the people who were just there for a good time, and you'll find the people who were there for actually a long time. People you tend to just go out partying with, no offense to any of these people if you're listening, they're probably not going to be your long-term friends. They're good for a time being. They're good for like the events, the time out that you're going to have. But those relationships are built on kind of going out, alcohol, intoxication, doing some shithousery. And what we need to think about now is like, what are you trying to improve for? Or who are you trying to improve for? You can try and improve for yourself, yes. Then you've got to be willing to accept that there will be some consequences to you improving. Some people will just won't like it. Because for some people, and I think this is massively the case, is it highlights the insecurities in them, and it highlights the inability of them to make positive improvements and improve their lives. If you in the friendship group start taking control of your nutrition, your life, your sleep, you stop vaping, you stop drinking as much. I don't say you have to live like a monk, but most people do drink too much. What we'll start to find is people start having pops at you. Oh, you're too dedicated, you do this, you do that. And that's normally because they're getting a little bit nervous that you're making too much progress. And in the societal structure of your friendship group, they're probably trying to knock you down a peg because they're worried that potentially you're going to start kind of overtaking them in terms of this or that. And this is probably down to intersex competition, could be down to a lot of different things, but I don't want to get stuck into kind of education in biology massively. But competition is massive, and most of the time the comments come from jealousy or insecurity of that individual. I wouldn't take it personally, and I would also probably say it's best to nip it in the bud as soon as you can. And what we also need to think about is, like, within a social setting is just like, it's just one of those things that's never really going to go away. Everyone will come into contact with it at some point. It will impact people in different ways. You'll only really know until you feel it. Do you know what I mean? And it is normally the case that it's probably like a grandmother or an older person that has a pop first. And what that means is, I'd always forgive you, Gran, for if she's saying you've lost too much weight. Because genuinely, she just thinks if you're not over 30% body fat, you're too thin. So let old people off the hook. But if it's friends, if it's family, just explain what you're trying to achieve. And if they then either get on board, or if they don't get on board, it's completely up to them. But then you need to make the decision around that. And I'm not saying you need to sack them off as friends, but just make them aware of what you're trying to achieve. If you are someone who's trying to lose a lot of weight, it's not going to happen by chance. And every friend should always be trying to build you up in this situation. They'd be trying to motivate you. Instead of, oh, let's go for a pint, it should be like, let's go for a walk to get your steps in. If it's like, oh, don't be a dickhead for not coming for a meal, it's like, oh, can we go to a place that's potentially more calorie friendly that you can track your calories so that you can come out, because we really want to see you there. And it's about changing the narrative around that. And I've dealt with this all my life, and it's not that I've filtered out friends. Some friends are still there, some friends are not, and that's absolutely fine. I don't mind. I'm probably more OCD than most people when it comes to nutrition, but again, that's what I do and that's my job. So that's the point of today's podcast. And it was a little bit of a rant. I've probably sworn more in this fucking episode than I have in many others, but sometimes you just got to let your fucking anger out, and I've just sworn again, and you just got to really just go for it, okay? I'm annoyed, things are annoying me, people are annoying me, and sometimes, like, I'm just bored of people's friendship groups having a pop at them all the time just because they're trying to improve and their friends are not. They feel like trying to sabotage that, and it's not what it's about. True friends bring people up. They bring them into the next level with them. So other than that, have a great day, great life. If you are this far in the podcast, please leave me a review and share this to your podcast if you enjoyed me saying fuck. But other than that, have a great day, great life, wherever in this world, and I'll speak to you soon.